Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's a Ticket flashback. 10 years of Ticket history, brought to you by Tanqueray 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
1999. On January 5th, 1999, Nolan Ryan was elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Tom Schieffer resigned as Rangers president on April 29th, 1999, with Jim Leitz getting the job on May 7th. Texas clinched the American League West division on September 26th by beating Oakland 10-3, but were swept by the Yankees in three games in the playoffs. Pudge Rodriguez won the American League MVP award on November 18, 1999. The Stars sipped from the Stanley Cup for the first time on June 19, 1999 with a Game 6 win over the Buffalo Sabres. The NBA lockout forced the Mavs to start their season on February 5, 1999. They went on to a 19-31 record in a season that ended on May 5th. Chan Gailey's last season as Cowboys head coach finished at 8-8 with a win over the Giants in the regular season finale 2 days into the new millennium. The Broncos and John Elway downed Atlanta 34-19 to win the Super Bowl. The Yankees swept the Braves in four games to win their second straight World Series. The NBA title went to the Spurs in five games over the Knicks. Florida State was the college football champion, and UConn took the NCAA hoop title. President Clinton was acquitted by the Senate. JFK Jr. and his wife Carolyn were lost at sea when a plane he was piloting disappeared near Martha's Vineyard on July 16th. Two students stormed Columbine High in Littleton, Colorado, killing 12 other students and a teacher, then themselves, on April 20th. 48.5 million tuned into Barbara Walters' interview with Monica Lewinsky on 2020. The number of internet users reached 150 million. Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, opened and broke a string of box office records. Deaths include Joe DiMaggio, George C. Scott, Gene Siskel, and Stanley Kubrick. The year was 1999. The Stars won the Cup. Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell debuted as Band Radio from noon to three in June, as Rocco Pendola left in March. The Ender was on nights. Nolan Ryan went into the Baseball Hall of Fame, and the Hardline took a road trip to Cooperstown.
Coming up again at 5:50, it's another Ticket flashback to the year 2000. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is 10. You say it's your birthday. It's our birthday, too. Live from the Hard Rock Cafe. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is 10.
So let's celebrate.
It's the Ticket's 10th birthday. Let's party.
Happy birthday to you.
It's the Ticket's 10th birthday. Let's party.
Happy birthday to you.
It's the Ticket's 10th birthday. Let's party.
Not all of you are singing.
I'm so high.
On the air, what a day, oh say, how much did Nui weigh? Entertain, bring the pain, go insane, make a stain. Ticket started sports talking, P1 started chick stalking. Competition, superstition, Norm fact, he's black, perfect pair, fun, you won. Norm says Frito, Jimmy Jair, comb across his hair. I only ask one time. Give to me some birthdays, give to me line four guy with the hard line.
It's the Ticket's 10th birthday, let's party.
Happy birthday to you.
It's the Ticket's 10th birthday, let's party.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
It's the Ticket's 10th birthday, let's party.
Not all of you are singing.
I'm so high.
Our station birthed 10 years ago, back when Jim was still with Bo. 5 years I have done a show. Thank you, Rocco. Sterminator, Jimmy C, and Psycho Dave. Bag of nothing, hey now, Harry Ape Group. Screw. It's been 10 years, drink a beer like Frank the Tank. Now?
Now.
Oh, yeah, I hear
it's
you.
It's the Ticket's 10th birthday. Let's party.
Happy birthday to you.
It's the Ticket's 10th birthday. Let's party.
Happy birthday.
It's the Ticket's 10th birthday. Let's party.
Not all of you are singing.
I'm so high
to you.
That's time for a break.
Where's the clock?
It's tucked behind these glasses.
Oh,
it's 4:59.
Okay. I think we're on, right?
Well, all right, then. It is
Just about straight up 5 o'clock. Good afternoon,
thank you,
everybody.
Dallas.
You're listening to The Little Ticket, America's favorite radio station. That would be Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It turns 10 years old today. We have somehow made it 10 years at this thing. And for the remainder of the evening, for the time being anyway, we will be joined by Grego, who is over to the far left. Hello, Grego.
Hello.
Oh, boy, I tell you what.
1 minute. 1 minute. You couldn't cut me slack for 1 minute.
Here is Gordo.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
Gordo.
Glad to be here.
Glad to be with you.
Glad to be here.
It is good to have you here, Gordo. Happy to have you here.
And I just want to say how much I love all of you guys.
Oh, well, thanks,
thank you.
Gordo.
Thank you.
I wish we could say the same.
On my immediate right is Junior Miller. Hello, Junior.
Hello, guys.
How are you?
Hello, P1s. Happy birthday, everybody.
Yes. And down there on the far end, Giorgio.
Yeah.
Hi, Georgie.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Rhymes.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 And we are all here at the Hard Rock Cafe commemorating the occasion today. And for the remainder of the evening, there will be various roundtables featuring ticket luminaries, past and present. A number of past ones have dropped by, and we will be working them in as we make our way throughout the remainder of the evening. So what do we need to do here? Is it time to sing happy birthday to the ticket yet?
Yeah, you're supposed to lead us, Ryan.
Oh, I am?
Does anyone think
that's going to be like the stupidest thing we've ever done?
That we're kind of jinxing ourselves with this whole birthday party thing?
No. What are we supposed to do, ignore it?
Yes. Don't mess with the gods, the fates who have smiled on us so far.
I don't think jinxes work on the ticket because we've been working for the last 8 years on the 13th floor of a building.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
So, if we were going to jinx ourselves, we would have done it by now.
Yeah.
Right. We would have found a way.
And plus, we're too good to be jinxed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Well, what we would like to do, if we can...
That was for your benefit and your benefit only.
No, that's your
attitude.
I'm going
to sit over here and whip your ass the whole day, just like you did mine. Oh. I'm just going to be on you the whole day.
Do it.
I'm going to.
Do it.
I'm going to. Not physically, but I'm just going to verbally whip his ass on everything.
Now, behind us here on the stage, we have various ticket chicks and other associated ticket personnel as well.
I want to know why they're not out there mingling with the good P1s.
They came up here to sing happy birthday.
Yeah, why you haven't been doing that.
Hey, I have been, buddy.
That's
Sideshow Bob. I've been down there for an hour
and a half.
You've
been sitting down in your Pathfinder doing lines of coke. I know exactly what you've been doing.
Now, that is just uncalled for. Everybody knows.
You've been out in the parking lot in your Pathfinder.
No, I haven't. Well,
ripping lines of coke.
First of all, I don't drive a Pathfinder.
What do you drive?
An Armada.
Oh.
But I do lines of coke.
No, I don't do that either. Everybody knows I do crank, okay?
So I opted for the special mirror and razor pack on that Pathfinder.
So we're going to sing happy birthday. Do we have cakes and all that?
If we do, that's going to be the dumbest thing.
There's a cake right there.
Look at the size of that cake.
Yes, there's a cake right there.
Who's going to pop out of that?
I don't know.
What I want to know. Big Anthony?
Yeah,
you're going to get in
Tony.
There?
He couldn't get in there with a shoehorn.
Oh, here they are.
Oh, there they are, down there.
Oh,
okay.
Look at those cakes.
Right. Wow, look at those
about
cakes.
That.
A 10th anniversary cake and a regular ticket cake with candles. That's nice.
I'm giving $100 to somebody that go down there with their face and plant their face right in the
Someone
middle.
Will do that in 100 bucks?
No,
what about fake Larry David?
No, I'm talking about up here. On
one
panel.
Of us?
Yeah.
No, nah, don't ruin those nice cakes.
Gordo, $100. Go down there and stick your face.
$100?
$100. Rhines might throw in some on that.
How much?
Certainly would.
How much? How much will you throw in?
I'll throw in another 100.
Rhines never paid.
$200 to go in there and just stick your face right in the middle of it.
I'll tell you what, put me in for a 5 spot.
$5? So it's $205?
Yeah. He always cheaps out.
I'll give you 10.
$1,000?
Okay. $200.
It's no fun to do this with Dunham and Miller.
I know. They defeat. They suck at funding things.
Well, anyway, the time has come for us all to sing happy birthday to the little ticket.
I'm against this.
Why? Why are you against
Let's
this?
Celebrate it's while we can. Dumb. Let's
it's
celebrate
it's
while
all right.
we can.
It may
if
be
we sing happy birthday to ourselves, it's dumb.
Okay, well, I think I have a way to bail us out on this a little bit, because I can scarcely think of a better person to lead anybody through song than the fake Harry Carey, who is here with us today.
Yeah.
You know, That's interesting you brought that up.
Unless it might be Chris McKinley.
Right, because Harry was going to do it, but he was called by Chris McKinley and Ribby, who wanted to actually lead the P1s and sing
Happy Birthday. Great. Yeah.
But then didn't they say, after some lengthy discussion and possible payoff, that it was determined that Harry should do it?
Yes, it ended up that Harry was going to do it, and he was going to be joined by Johnny Wyatt.
Oh, I don't think Johnny got that news, but I'll...
This just in, the fake Herschel Walker is also supposed to be a part of this. So let's all gear up for that.
And this just in, he's going to be joined by the fake Scott Murray.
Oh, no.
Boy, this is going to be some kind of song here.
Well, I did hear...
Well, what is that? I just read this here in the Observer. That the fake Dan Bennett's going to join
you. And fake Dan says that he'll do it only if indie film guy joins him.
Well, so there's no shortage on who's going to sing it.
Right,
then,
right? So we got plenty of singers.
So tell those guys
to crank
it up.
I think we should put it to the P1. Who would you guys like to see do it?
Everybody sing Harry.
Yeah. They all want the fake Harry Carey. There's no doubt about it.
It's the end of Harry Carey. Okay, didn't that whip everyone's ass?
Wait a second. We're up on this stage. Pretend you're in the press box and lean out and lead everybody in the
Come on.
I'm doing this to get it over with.
This is a true WGN moment, George.
All right. Quit laughing. Are we ready?
Okay, turn the music down just a tad.
Yeah, where's Harry?
Let me try that again.
All right, come on your feet in here. Let's go.
I'm ready.
Oh, I'm winning.
He's so beaten.
I'm winning.
Let me hear you sing with me. Happy birthday to you, everybody. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, little Pickett. Happy birthday to you. Hey, all right. Everyone's groin is
popping out of the cage.
Oh, no, looky there.
We should have had her pop
ladies,
out.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first, Mrs. Mike Reiner.
Yay.
Dear God, but I'm horny.
I think that's Edna. I think we have a...
There she is.
Hello.
That is so disturbing.
How old do you think she is?
That woman there?
Yeah.
Older than the ticket.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
So shocking.
We're about to eat cake. We're about to eat cake.
Look at the fake Larry David. She's doing something for him.
She kind of is. Okay, well, that was great. Well, look at that chocolate cake. That looks good.
Let's get some up here.
I'll take a piece of that
mama
bear.
Look who's eating it.
Yeah, those
that looks good.
You need to keep feeding her.
You
hey, where's Robbie?
Give her one more piece. Oh, my God.
You take that. You stuff that right in her mouth right now.
Attaboy, Hammer.
You cram it all in her mouth right now. Eat it.
Come on, twist her throat.
Should we go mic off?
What?
Ricardo?
He's doing is demonstrating how the ticket's changed in 10 years, because in year one, that would have got him fired.
Bill Coop said that one time in year one.
But in year 10...
Come on, bitch, fist or throat.
Oh, my God.
In year 10, it just causes a five-second layout, and then we continue.
Oh, gosh.
Look at Robbie.
No, I can't do that. I'm trying to quit.
Oh, sweet Robbie.
No, I can't do that. There's no telling where your fingers have been.
What's going on?
No, not me.
I know where they've been. I know where they've been. Someplace sweet.
Oh, gosh.
Stop it.
Junior wants a piece of cake. You sure?
Yeah, Junior wants some.
I'm actually good right now, but thank you.
I better not.
I'll just suck your fingers.
Sorry. No, because it would end up on the next guy's guide, and I'm not going to do that.
Come on.
No, I don't want to be the cover of the guy's guide.
All right, coming up next.
Yes, what are we supposed to do?
I know what I want to do.
Which clock are we on?
Let's go back to pre-day one.
Okay.
And Ryan's can lead us through this about
how the whole thing kind of got in motion. I know you talked a little bit about this on the Hardline, but we'll all kind of chip in with our own stories of what we remember back then.
All right, that is coming up next here on The Ticket.